So it's 12:05 p.m. Listen, I had kept having dreams that I was up doing shit, and I thought I started the day a while ago, but I never left my bed, which is it really felt like I was. It was realistic too. It wasn't like unreal. It was just mundane. It was like I was sitting on the couch talking with Jacqueline about what I was going to do today, and it was just like normal shit. And then it was just like I forget what else I did, but it was just me doing stuff. And then I was asleep. Some of that feels like it should count, you know, but then none of it does. If you sit there and you do something and you do your dishes in the dream, and they're not done. I mean, obviously, but it feels a little unfair. I didn't dream about doing dishes, but I was doing stuff. Oh, I was recording a podcast, and that's good, but now I'm doing it for real. I think, unless this is, I'm like in some kind of weird inception world. Oh, news. Is there news? A Japanese rail company has apologized after a train left the station 25 seconds early. The seconds such the second such case in months. Okay, so a Japanese rail company, they were very upset that this train left 25 seconds early. And this is the second time they've had this, you know, this such discrepancy in months, I guess, compared to say Amtrak or MTA. You don't want to hear about it. You don't live here, probably, but it is. That's why Sex and the City's running for mayor is all about. She just keeps saying she's going to fix the MTA. She's not running for mayor. She's running for governor. Now, most of the state, they don't care about the MTA. They hate this city. But most of the state, I don't think has a. I think there's more people in. Is there more people in the city than in the whole state? I don't know how it works. But most of New York state doesn't care for the city. But then they're like, oh, we're from New York. I've met people like this. Like, oh, I'm from New York. Where? Oh, Rochester. Okay. That's like just saying you're from America at that point. Oh, I live in Baltimore. Yeah, it's not like that's closer than, say, Salt Lake City. You're in the Northeast. That's, you know, that's a different world than, say, Southern California. Ooh. Well, Japanese rail company, get your shit together. I mean, I don't know if I want to live in a world where they're that strict on time. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't be late. That's the thing about all the trains being late. Then you show up late. And then sometimes it's your fault, sometimes it's not. Who knows? But you always say, the trains were fucked up. Oh, the subway's a mess. Somebody killed themselves in front of the C train, and you could sleep in a little bit. You could always, you know, if you gotta be like, the train left 25 seconds early, and then like, oh no, that didn't happen, because that just happened yesterday. No way it happened 2 days in a row. Lighten up, Japan Rail, or whatever company that is. Vatican says immoral financial systems need infusion of ethics, more regulation. The Vatican is for regulation. They're right. There needs to be more regulation in finance. I don't know why the Vatican's getting involved. I guess because they're heavily invested in real estate and Nazi art. Or not Nazi art. Didn't they take art that the Nazis stole? Something like that. Is that... Nazis stole art and somehow the Vatican got... Am I off there? I'm just saying it. I don't think there's anything too terrible that I can accuse the Catholic Church of. That they could be like, hey, we didn't do that. But I agree with them on that, you know. That this is the cool Pope. Cool Pope is like Occupy Wall Street. Is he going to come by Zuccotti Park? Not that anybody's in Zuccotti Park anymore. That was so long ago. But, all right. Then don't divest of your stock portfolio there, Vatican. They must have one. They must have a 401k thing going on over there. Get rid of all that. Just do straight up pension. I don't know what they do with their retirement funds. Yeah, well, thank you, Vatican, for shedding some light onto the corruption of Wall Street. And maybe the Pope was listening to that Joe Rogan podcast with Matt Taibbi. Interesting timing. New York man to people speaking Spanish in restaurant. My next call is to ICE. This is why this was great. I saw this video yesterday. This guy is a piece of shit. Just like when he's... this is the thing. I used to be one of these Midtown... I worked in Midtown in the business... had the business casual, and I'd go to these lunch places and get my lunch. And anytime I got annoyed with anybody... I'm not saying it happened often. I was always aware. I'm this white guy in business casual. I'm not getting mad at people looking like this, because now I look like that guy. And that's even when I felt like I was completely in the right. And I can't think of an example, but I think usually this would be the issue. It wouldn't be in one of those restaurants. It'd be the cart, the breakfast cart. And I get coffee, and they just put milk in your coffee. I don't know what it is, but they so badly want you to have milk in your coffee. You got to yell black coffee at them, or they do milk and sugar. People that put milk and sugar in their coffee, by the way, why do you even bother? What kind of beverage are you trying to create with all this milk and sugar? It's disgusting. But I would just have to be like, can I please get another coffee? And then they'd be like, if they were shitty to me about it, I'd just have to take it because I didn't want to be. But never like, but this guy got mad because people were speaking Spanish. First of all, I'm never upset by people speaking Spanish. I don't want to understand anybody. If I were allowed, I would like to live in a country where I don't speak the language, so I don't have to listen to anybody. I don't want to overhear a conversation. I never overhear a good one. I want to have a language barrier there to have to work through, so just the essential information gets through. I also want to do stand up comedy where everybody understands me. I understand that. I'm talking day to day life. That's why end this podcast. But I could do this podcast in the country where people understand me, and then people download it somewhere else. But I just don't understand the why people get upset by people speaking another language, particularly in Midtown Manhattan, which is like they're packed with tourists and they're all speaking different languages because they come, this is all these Europeans and shit. But they're speaking Spanish. This guy goes to get his salad from a salad place. They're speaking Spanish. He gets so upset. And somebody takes out their phone and just gets in this guy's face and starts, this guy, and he's got the fucking, he starts yelling about these people should be speaking English. It's America. I pay their welfare. Maybe you saw the video. But it's just embarrassing how this guy's acting. It's just like embarrassing for me as a white man, how this guy's acting. And he's just yelling, I'm going to call ICE. I'm going to call it. Right? And then this happens yesterday at lunchtime. This guy does this. By 4 p.m., they find out who this guy is. Just by this video, it goes up. It's being spread all over the place. Who is this guy? They found out this guy's a fucking lawyer. They found out he contributed to Trump. They found out everything about this guy. There's a GoFundMe right now to have a mariachi band play out front of his law office. Is it that? See there? How great is the internet? How great is Twitter there? To ruin a man's life. I don't even think it's ruined. It should be. It's just going to be inconvenienced until, you know, it's like the next Yanni Laurel thing comes and we forget. But at least for a little while, this guy's life is shit because he's a dick. It shouldn't be ruined. It should just be, it should be like this. And then, but he's still, because he's just going to be an asshole. And you're allowed to be an asshole. But, you know, fuck that guy. All right. Where are we at? Oh, it's time for me to go. But what is it, Thursday? I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.